This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 11 of our readings, and it's January 11. So today we will be reading from Genesis chapter 11, Psalms 14 and 15, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 17 through 23, and Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 34. We hear our Genesis reading today during the fourth week of Great Lent with the story of the Tower of Babel, the separation of people by languages because of their distance from God will be reversed at the Feast of Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit. And we also continue the genealogy of Shem, following the same listing as in Luke's Gospel, through Patriarch Abraham. And Psalm 14, verse 1, is said during the Matin service on the Feast of Transfiguration. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth was one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and dwelt there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them with fire." They had brick for stone and asphalt for mortar. They also said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower, whose top will reach to heaven, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the sons of men built. Then the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one race and one language, and they have begun to do what they said. Now they will not fail to accomplish what they have undertaken. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, so they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city and the tower. Therefore its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the languages of all the earth. And from there the Lord God scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Now this is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. After he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Arphaxad lived 135 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Arphaxad lived 430 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Canaan lived 130 years and begot Salah. So after he begot Salah, Canaan lived 330 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Salah lived 130 years and begot Eber. After he begot Eber, Salah lived 330 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Eber lived 134 years and begot Peleg. After he begot Peleg, Eber lived 370 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Peleg lived 130 years and begot Reu. After he begot Reu, Peleg lived 209 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Reu lived 132 years and begot Serug. After he begot Serug, Reu lived 207 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Serug lived 130 years and begot Nahor. After he begot Nahor, Serug lived 200 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Nahor lived 79 years and begot Terah. After he begot Terah, Nahor lived 129 years and begot sons and daughters, and he died. Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now this is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begot Lot. So Haran died before his father Terah in his native land, in Ur of the Chaldeans. Then Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. But Sarai was barren and had no child. Now Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and led them out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Psalm 14. O Lord, who shall dwell in your tabernacle? Who shall live in your holy mountain? He who walks blamelessly and works righteousness, and speaks truth in his heart, who does not deceive with his tongue, neither does evil to his neighbor, and does not find fault with those nearest him. He disdains those who do evil in his presence, but he holds in honor those who fear the Lord. He swears an oath to his neighbor and does not set it aside. He does not lend his money at interest, and he does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be shaken. Psalm 15. Preserve me, O Lord, because I hope in you. I said to the Lord, "You are my Lord, you have no need of my good things." To the saints on his earth, in them he magnified all his will. Their diseases were multiplied, they hastened after these things. I will not join in their assemblies of blood, nor will I remember their names with my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You are he who restores my inheritance to me. Portions fell to me among the best, and my inheritance is the very finest. I will bless the Lord who caused me to understand. Moreover, until night my reins also instructed me. I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced exceedingly. My flesh also shall dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to see corruption. You made known to me the ways of life. You will fill me with gladness in your presence. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 17 through 23. My son, do not lay hold of evil counsel, nor forsake the teaching of your youth and forget the divine covenant. For it establishes its house with death, and its paths beside Hades with the dead. All who journey there do not return, nor do they lay hold of straight paths, for they do not comprehend the years of life. For if they walked in good paths, they would find the smooth paths of righteousness. The inhabitants of the land will be good, and the simple will be left in it. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the holy will be left in it. The ways of the ungodly shall perish from the land, and the lawless shall be banished from it. Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 34. And when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep.
Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him? When he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. Then suddenly they cried out, saying, What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now a good way off from them there was a herd of many swine feeding. So the demons begged him, saying, If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. Then those who kept them fled, and they went away into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region.
Yesterday we saw Jesus as the healer. Today we see him as the one who calms storms. He calmed the exterior storm on the sea with the apostles, and then he calmed the interior storm with the demoniacs. The first storm was called a great tempest. The second was described as exceedingly fierce. Calmness followed both. I'm glad our Savior is our healer, but I'm also glad that he is a calmer of storms. Yet he also desires for us in the church to prepare ourselves for the storms. Our asceticism of fasting and prayer, of worship and caring for others, the asceticism that Christ directs us to, helps us to prepare for the storms so that God's grace can bring calm when they occur. Phillips Brooks, a 19th century American preacher who also wrote the lyrics of O Little Town of Bethlehem, uses the analogy of a ship at sea fighting a gale. The wind is howling and the rigging is about to fall. The waves like mountains crash upon this little wooden vessel. We think of the storm as a battle between the sea and the ship, but the battle was really won or lost long before this particular scene. The battle was won or lost in the forest when they picked the strongest trees, when the carpenter began to make the strong ribs of this ship, when the seams were caulked so the boat would not leak, when it was maintained to avoid dry rot. The battle on the sea is won on the land when the ship is built and preserved. So are our own battles, our future battles, which will be calmed by Christ. They are won by our efforts to draw near to Christ now, to let him be our peace now. The time to prepare is now. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.